Welcome, everyone. We are so excited to share with you today the lessons that we can learn from our animal totems or animal allies. This subject really brings a lot of unification. It helps you connect with the natural world and helps you understand the messages from the divine. So, welcome to this amazing hour where we just kind of dive in and where you get to explore and meet your animal allies too.
Welcome to Modern Sages Podcast.
I'm Jen Gilbreth.
And I'm Candace Coons.
With over 25 years combined, we have delivered messages from beyond,
explored ancient healing wisdom, and integrated these profound teachings into our everyday life.
We are passionate about creating new ways of being human in the modern age. By integrating the wisdom of the past with the present and coming into remembrance of who we truly are.
Are you ready to change your relationship to life itself? If the answer is yes, your journey begins now.
As always, before we dive into one of my favorite topics, we want to talk about our tea, which is chamomile. Chamomile yes. is so soothing. It helps with anxiety. It helps release your nerves and relax everything. I myself am in the middle of traveling, and when I sleep different places, I tend to get more anxious and I have a hard time falling asleep. So chamomile is the perfect blend for me, in which, you know, I just put it in my tea bag and then I drink that before bed, and it really helps me soothe without having to take melatonin or any sleeping aid pills.
Yes. And you know, I think it is common, and like people realize that it's a relaxant, that it can help you sleep, but a lot of people don't realize that you can use chamomile for anxiety, that it really does help you with anxiety. I have a couple of family members that really struggle with anxiety, and they've used anti-anxiety medications and different things. And they say that when they hit chamomile hard, that this actually works better than some of the anti-anxiety medications that they've used. Wow. So it's a super powerful herb, and gosh, I feel like it's so sacred. It smells so wonderful. It's so earthy and floral. It tastes amazing. I love it in eye pillows with the lavender, pairing the chamomile with the lavender, because one of the things that chamomile also does is it's an anti-inflammatory as well. So it helps with inflammation inside of our bodies and outside of our bodies. So we can use it for digestive issues, for bloating and gas. It helps with gas. So if you're feeling gassy and bloated, if you drink chamomile, it'll help with that. It'll help you eliminate too, as well. It helps with menstrual cramps. And so anytime there's inflammation involved, chamomile is wonderful for that.
And can't you also use it for your hair?
Yes.
I was like, I feel like there's something about chamomile in your hair. I was like seeing it in my
mind.
It's a
wonderful wash, especially for blondes. They say for lighter hair people, the chamomile washes are really, really good for that, to really bring out the shine. And the other thing that is amazing about chamomile is that it's a wonderful astringent. So if you want to use it for your skin, let's say you have eczema and you have a lot of irritation, inflammation, and redness, what you do is you make a concoction of chamomile tea. You have it soak in water and allow all the medicinal properties to get in there, and you allow it to cool down. And then you get a washcloth, and then you soak it into the washcloth, and you just dab it on the eczema. So it helps with the inflammation and the redness, and it helps with acne too. So if you're struggling with acne, you can use a chamomile wash astringent to help reduce the redness and the inflammation, the swelling of the skin. So it's amazing. Again, like what an amazing herb, right?
Yes.
Plus, you know, if you're sick, you can use it for your tummy to help with your tummy as well.
Yeah, it's just a powerful one. I was watching someone the other day, and she boiled chamomile, and she had roses, and she had some other herbs in it. But she boiled it, and then she had like her robe, and she like put it over her. So she was like, for 20 minutes, she like made this steam room for herself.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I need to try that. But it would be amazing with chamomile, especially if you're having anxiety or you just need a little extra support to like just kind of like,
gosh, that just gave me chills. Yeah. Can you imagine just breathing in chamomile and roses and just breathe that into your lungs and just allowing that those properties to heal you? That is
And even awesome. If you had like a little eucalyptus or whatever else, like spearmint, if you needed it to like help clear it out, I'm like, oh, I need to try that now. Cause she showed, I saw her do it and I was like, I need to try that. But
That's amazing. Oh, I would really love to try that. Yeah, for sure. And make your own little spa day.
Yeah.
You could do that to start off your day. That's a wonderful day to start your day for sure. Well,
I
cool. Props to chamomile.
Oh my goodness, Candace. I am looking forward to talking about animal totems. This is something that made such a huge impact for me and it still does. You know, my husband loves to talk about animal totems. When I first started on the shamanic path with you, I shared with my friends, I had a book. You told me to get a book called Animal Speak, which is absolutely
my favorite book.
Amazing. But just as much as we have, you know, scripture, we have meditation, we have all these different kinds of things to help bring in messages and divination, is I find that animal totems help us connect, and animals can bring us courage and strength, and they can also bring us messages in spirit as well as in the physical form.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it gets misunderstood sometimes because I feel like if you haven't studied animal allies or animal totem messages, people from the outside may say, you know, you're worshiping animals or you're worshiping idols or putting too much emphasis in what these symbols are, and it just doesn't seem very grounded. But people don't really understand what this is all about, because it's not about worshiping an animal or worshiping your totems. It's about understanding how the universe or source or God communicates to us. It communicates through nature, and those messages unite us. They help you feel more united and connected with the divine. And so it's an opportunity for you to feel that connection to the divine, to understand the messages that spirit is trying to give you. It's not about worshiping those animals. It's about understanding their language, understanding the gifts that they have, their strengths, the messages that they bring to you. And that understanding helps you feel more connected to the divine. It improves your relationship with the divine, right? But don't you think it gets misunderstood? Because I think a lot of people, they look at it from the outside and they don't understand what this all means. And they're like, oh, you're worshiping animals or you're putting all this emphasis. And it's like, no, God is everywhere. God is everywhere. Why wouldn't I pay attention to all the different ways that God speaks to me?
Absolutely.
Right? It's everywhere.
Yeah, I completely agree. And even if you think about it in this concept, is we know, let's use the butterfly as an example, right? In elementary school, you learn about the cocoon, the, you know, the metamorphosis of what a butterfly goes through. You learn about the stages, and it's so applicable to our life. And that goes along even with trees, you know, it starts as a seed as it begins to grow and it plants and it nourishes and it flourishes, right? We see that there's so many commonalities in that space, whether it's animals, whether it's nature, whether it's crystals or dirt or whatever it is that we have, there's always this method of growth. And so, of course, why wouldn't God give us connection to animals, and they can bring us messages and they can bring us this remembrance or this connection from within? You know, as a spirit medium, many people connect to their ancestors through animals. Like for me, mine is a hummingbird. And that just started about last year after we had our beautiful, we had a retreat and we did a fire ceremony. And
we
were at this ceremony and all of a sudden this hummingbird literally like flew up right in front of my face and then it was gone. And it was just like staring us in the eyes. And it was like, your ancestors are here. And so now whenever that happens and they come to me, I just realize that's a connection to the hummingbird, is my ancestors. It doesn't mean they're reincarnated as a hummingbird. It just means that their energy is here to remind me or to say, hey, you're doing a good job. You're on the right path.
And absolutely,
so many people are connected into that space of certain animals or different things like that, that always call to them. And there's a reason why. And it's mm-hmm. so beautiful. And even if you think about that, is in all the traditions, there's always some kind of animal that's very symbolic in life, right? Think about Christ. He came on Palm Sunday on a donkey. There's mm-hmm. a lot of symbolism on that. You know, when it comes to the Native Americans, the white buffalo. And mm-hmm. within Norse mythology, Odin had ravens. And that also is very symbolic. So there's so many different symbolisms throughout all different kinds of cultures that it just shows that it's a unifying factor of this universal truth.
Yes, everything is symbolic, you know, and it's a language. And it's just like if you were to learn French or Spanish, and it's a way to be able to connect with people who speak that language, to understand them, to understand their culture and the things that are important to them. It's the same kind of thing when we learn how to read the messages of our animal totems. It's like learning a language. There are certain characteristics and there are certain lessons that they teach us. But when we understand them, we unite with that energy. We feel this oneness, this connection with the energy. When we don't understand people, when we don't understand languages, or we don't understand where people are coming from, or animals are coming from, or we don't understand the language of the natural world, we fear it. And what we fear, humanity has a tendency to destroy. And you look at the nature of our environment, of our planet, and the ways that Mother Earth is struggling. And I think that a lot of that is due to the fact of this disconnect to the natural world. It's like the natural world has been here all along. And there are energies with animals and birds and language, and there are strengths and weaknesses and things that they care about. And it's like understanding the language of the natural world unites us. And because of that, then we end up taking care of it better. We end up respecting the natural world because we understand it. We understand what is important. We understand the beauty, the lessons, the teachings, the wisdom. And so as a shaman, our goal is to unite. It's not Absolutely. To divide. It's not to create more divisiveness. It is to unite our communities, our tribes, our planet, the natural world with humanity. So if we understand each other, we'll take better care of each other and our world will be in a better state and we'll enjoy our lives better and we'll improve our relationship to life itself because we understand it.
Absolutely.
So that is like one of the most powerful things about what we learn with animal allies and totems as well, is that we learn their language mm-hmm. and we deepen our respect for their wisdom teachings for us.
Absolutely.
It's not a small thing to, like you said, to see a hummingbird, you know, come and fly in front of your face. And you have this moment of eye to eye contact with this animal totem. This is a symbol of a powerful message for you. This is a powerful message that you are not alone.
Absolutely.
That your ancestors are with you. Bless that beautiful hummingbird for just taking a moment to take this time out to deliver a message to you that means so much to you.
Right.
That brings you back
yeah.
to that connection. It's amazing. Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. And at the end of this podcast, we are going to be posting a journey in which Candace will be guiding you to the sacred meadow, as well as to meet with your animal allies. And we just felt it was very appropriate to add this after our discussion, because it's easy mm-hmm. to hear about things, but to experience it and to really integrate it is something completely different. And that's what we here at Modern Sages are all about, is teaching
yeah.
and integrating and really applying that into your space. And so
Yeah,
I know.
Give you tools, right? We need to provide tools. It's not just a philosophy
it's
or an
bringing
idea.
It into action.
Yes, into your life.
Yeah, and I love that. When I first did the animal, the journey to the sacred meadow and met my animal allies, the first one that showed up to me was a moose. And I am so connected to moose in so many ways. But as my moose came forward, I do a lot of journey work with my moose. So if I'm having a hard time or I need extra support, my moose is always there. Every time I go to my meadow, he's there to be with me. And as I spent time with him and I was petting him and just like really being comfortable in that space, it felt very soul fulfilling for myself. And then after our call, I had the book Animal speak and I looked into the moose, and the moose is very symbolic to my life. Is the moose is one of the only animals that is born with its eyes open. And in that symbolism is a lot of people who are drawn to moose, and this is totally in my space, is that they might not have a huge awakening, as people say, in this life, is they've already been born with that self-awareness. And a lot of times people who are drawn to the moose also might feel like, how come everyone around me is having these awakenings and I'm not? What's wrong with me? Or they convert it to yoga, how some people have like this huge eye-opening experience with yoga, where maybe people who are drawn to the moose totem are like, it doesn't really do it. Like, I don't have that spiritual experience like other people do. And instead of making it bad or wrong, it's just reminding yourself that maybe you're already born with your eyes open, so you don't need to have this huge aha experience, but maybe others. But then also moose, they go to the bottom of the lake and they eat the vegetation at the bottom of the lake, which is also very, it's also very symbolic for those who might be drawn to the animal, the moose totem, is they deal with death, or they come as close to death as possible, and they rise back up to regular life into the human form.
Wow.
Which is what I do all the time, you know, dealing with death and bringing in messages. And so all of it was so connected, and I was shocked at how aligned that was in my space. But that power, when I do work with my moose, when I sit with my moose and even just take care of him and pet him and be with him, is it really does make a difference in my life. And energetically, I feel a shift within me, even doing something during meditation or during journey work, which is funny because you wouldn't think that would have a big impact, but it does, because of course we're spirit before we're physical. So it would make sense that it would.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a connection between, you know, the invisible world and the visible world. And when you take this journey to the sacred meadow, it really develops this awareness. Not only can you recognize the animals that show up for you in that sacred meadow, and most of the time it's more than one. There's like different kinds of animals that show up in that space. Then when you come out of that journey, you can go and look that up, and you can look it up online. You can Google it and just say the animal and then totem. So if it is the moose, you would say moose totem. I noticed that if you put allies, it doesn't always show up on the Google search. It's a little bit harder to find. But if you say totem, T-O-T-E-M, after the animal, then it automatically takes you to the animal meeting on the Google searches, and you can click on that. So if they don't have Animal Speak, which is my favorite by Ted Andrews, and I have it even here with me now as we're talking, then they can do that immediately. And then once that awareness is established and they've read the meanings of those animals and the energies in which they are assisting them in their life. Now, what this means is that when they look up the meaning, it's like for you is like, okay, you read the meaning. It helped you really help you make sense of your experiences that you have been having in your life. It helped you deepen the understanding of yourself.
Yes.
And the gifts that you have and the ways that energy empowers you for your life and helps you feel more confident. And so for me, it's like looking at the animal allies really helps you deepen that understanding about yourself. And the most powerful thing that you can do in this life is to know yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Is to truly know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, be able to take those strengths to the absolute maximum. Like, how can you deepen your gifts so much you take it all the way? And what would that look like? Right.
Yeah. It's also kind of like we talked about with religions and different kinds of spiritual practices, is how that could be kind of like if you're hiking and there's different water pits where you maybe stop and get water and you rejuvenate and you replenish yourself and then you keep going. I find that animal totems and animal allies are very similar. Mm-hmm. Is maybe you'll go to the meadow, or maybe all of a sudden you're drawn to a different animal. And I notice that I'll have like a common core of five around me. But then if I go to my meadow and I see other animals there, it's like, okay, this is showing up for me. And sometimes mm-hmm. we don't always see our blind spots. We don't yep. always see what's going on around us. And so I believe that our animal totems can also be there to show us things that we can't see ourselves, to help us spiritually be aware of things. Like one time,
yes,
I was there and all of a sudden this giraffe was like right by me. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I haven't had a giraffe here before. And I took time with the giraffe and I just love animals. And so this is like one of my favorite things to do. But then when I came back and I was looking into giraffes, it was all about being able to foresee into the future. And at that point, I had been very wounded by someone who I had worked with in a spiritual way that just wasn't using the gift for good. It felt like in my sense, it just was over trumping my agency, which as we know, that's not what using gifts are about, but I was very wounded in that space. And so it was very healing for me to see that giraffe saying, hey, I'm giving you strength so that you can foresee your own future. You don't have to rely on what someone else is showing yeah. you. And even what they said, that doesn't have to be the case, because you can see, like, you have the knowledge to know if you need to be warned or if you need to be looking out for things, because you have this sense of seeing over the trees, which is what giraffes can do. Obviously their necks are super long, and so they can see things before they're coming. And it was like a way of helping me heal this deep, deep, deep wounded soul, like just this heavy soul experience of saying, hey, you can see in the future. You can see what it is. You can see when something's coming and if you need to be warned. And that was so empowering to me, that it was like, okay, I got this. I don't have to like hold heavy into this experience, because that's not part of our journey, is to like hold in fear. We need to move forward through it so then we can yes. really experience life.
Oh, I love that. And what's so awesome is, after you practice going into the inner world or inner, shamans call this journey exploring the inner landscape.
Yes.
So when you take the journey to the sacred meadow, you're exploring that inner landscape, and you're getting familiar with those who assist you in spirit on the other side of the veil. And so, and it, bringing this awareness and having these animals show themselves, they help you deepen understanding about yourself. They give you hope. They bring healing. They bring empowerment. But what ends up happening after that is that you start seeing things in the outside world, and they start manifesting in your reality, where you start seeing them either in their natural habitat, or you notice it coming on the TV and it'll keep repeating itself either through a show or a commercial, or you'll come across a picture, but it starts manifesting in the physical reality mm-hmm. of your matrix, of your reality that you live in. And what's so great about that is that you don't have to journey to receive those messages and those teachings and that empowerment or that healing. Just when you do journey work, now you can receive those messages and everyday life, like you could be walking down the a trail and all of a sudden there is a moose, or you might see a cougar, or you might see a bear or a wolf. And naturally, when we don't understand those messages and we don't understand the teachings and the wisdom, the first instinct is to be afraid of it, to say, oh, I don't understand this, and therefore I'm afraid. Just yeah. because you see a bear or you see a wolf or you see a cougar or you see a moose doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to attack you. There are messages that these animals are trying to bring. Like, yeah. for example, one of mine was a snake. Okay. In the past, when I was growing up, I had a major fear of snakes.
Yes.
And, but as I went through this training and this path of shamanism, when I would see a snake, I would look at it completely different. I would look at it saying, oh my gosh, I'm going through a Kundalini awakening. The life force energy is moving in my chakras. They're rising. This is a good sign. This is a sign of growth, of expansion, of transmutation. I didn't look at that snake saying, oh my gosh, no, I recognize it as a symbol of life force energy or of sexual energy or of awakening, of transformation. You think about how a snake sheds its skin. You know, how it outgrows that old skin and sheds it and grows a new skin. So there's a very transformative energy in a snake, just like there is of a butterfly. And yet they're very different.
Yeah.
But there's a collective idea about what that means. And therefore, it's an automatic response to say, because that is scary, I want to get rid of it. I want to push that away. Which creates that disconnect and that disharmony with the natural world and the gifts that it's trying to give us and the messages it's trying to teach us about ourselves. It's mirroring that back to us.
Absolutely. You know?
So that's what I love about this too, because it's like you start there, and once you start being aware of yeah. the language, you know, of what these animals are teaching you, then it changes your relationship to the natural world in such a deep, profound way. It's life transforming. It's not a small thing. It's actually a really big life transforming thing.
Experience.
And yeah. this experience, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you, in that book, I don't have mine since I'm traveling. Is there a goat in animal speak?
Yes.
Can you and goats is look about that up for a minute?
Yeah.
So as we discuss, so this is popping into my mind again, as we discuss talking about animal totems for our podcast,
yes.
I went for a drive right afterward and I saw two goats. One was like jumping. I was like, oh, that is funny. And then down the street again, I saw a goat standing on a tree trunk, just like standing there.
Oh, you know what? It's not in here. I thought it was, but actually, I don't know if it's in here or not. I don't
so
see it.
What do you know?
But I do know about some things goats.
Because yeah. I was like, I feel like there's some meaning why we talked about this and then it's popping up again. And maybe for those who are listening, maybe there's something there connected to the goat. But there's.
I'm going to look in the back and make sure. Oh, it is in here. So 279, 280. So let me go ahead and go to that.
Because it was like so funny. It was like two bizarre things that they were doing right after we talked about this, experiencing this on the podcast. So I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. What message aligns within that? And maybe that's connected to some of the listeners or whatever that is, which is also showing how you can look them up and apply it to your life as well.
Yes, absolutely. The first thing that came out of my mind when you said, because I've looked up this meaning before, and is the determination of a goat. So like one of the things they say is sure-footedness and seeking new heights. So they are all about that endurance, that determination, that focus of getting to the new heights of their goals. They're very goal-oriented and they're very stubborn. They don't give up. It's like once they make that decision that they're going to make that incline, they go mm-hmm. all the way, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's so perfect, you know, from where you're exploring this year with 2022 and your New Year's resolutions and how you are stepping into your power and your determination and putting yourself out there and determined to put yourself in uncomfortable situations to grow and all the things yeah. that you said.
Which is so
it
funny.
It makes sense.
We were talking about that and then even like about wanting to step authentically into my truth and be more outgoing and more open and talk about things more. And, but then it was so, they were doing such playful, bizarre things, which I drive by those goats all the time. And I've never noticed them doing those crazy, bizarre things. And so it was almost like also this energy of playfulness and fun and like bringing in the joy connected into the message of the goat. So I was just intrigued to know what that was.
There's another thing in here that it says, which is, if a mountain goat has shown up as a totem, ask yourself some important questions. Are you getting the support you need as you move up into these new areas? Are you giving the proper support to others as they move? Are you being too inflexible in exploring new possibilities? Mm. Are you feeling a lack of support or a need for support? Is something wrong with the basic structure of your life? The mountain goat can, of course, descend much quicker than it can climb. The flexibility of its spine and its sure-footedness enables it to maneuver precarious paths and ledges that would kill other animals. It has been known to make leaps of 30 feet or more to small ledges, barely large enough to stand upon. This reveals much about the flexibility of the skeletal system, but also the ability of its knee joints to absorb shocks. The mountain goat holds a knowledge of how to stretch and reach for new heights and new goals. It can teach how to have trust in your own ability to land on your feet.
Okay, that's so spot on with my life.
Right?
Like in every direction possible. And so that can just show, like, I love all of that because in my life, everything is kind of in this unstable grounding with location and living. And so it's funny that it's like you have the ability to absorb the shocks because it feels like every time something's opening, a door closes, I'm like, oh, again, here goes the door closed, right? So it's just interesting that you can experience it through journey work. You can experience it through closing your eyes and breathing and seeing if an animal's face comes into your space. You can notice it while driving. If something keeps showing up to you, it's sticking out. There's a message behind that. Just like the two goats that were like doing the most bizarre things that my spirit was like, what is this? And then I forgot.
Paying your attention.
And then here I'm like, oh, what is this about? And so it's just interesting how it's those simple things can make such a huge difference. And even for you, we don't have to go into the details, but at one point you had a bear. You have
I was
a bear
share
in your
that
space.
Story.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear about it.
I was going to share that. That's so funny.
I was like, I know it's personal, but I don't want to like tell too much, but it is good to bring it
in. You and I are both feeling the prompting. So I was going to share that next. So I was studying with my shaman and I was very aware of my totems. I've been working with this beautiful brown bear in journey work. And the bear symbolizes leadership. It symbolizes the healer. It's very protective. It has a very protective energy. You think about the mother bear protecting the cubs. It will do anything to protect its cubs. It's very protective. And it also, it gives tremendous feedback about what kinds of foods are actually good for you. So someone who sees a lot of bear totem, I would say, okay, maybe you are needing to supplement more with your omegas, or maybe consider eating fish, leaning towards berries, like blueberries and different berries that you would see in the wild. But it will kind of give you insight too about how to keep yourself healthy, how to nourish yourself, as well as how to nourish and nurture others. So anyway, I had been really leaning in on my bear and my wolf were the two primary at that time. And I had a situation. And this is where how we notice as shamans, like I said before, once you start exploring your animal totems, they'll start either showing up in the outside world for you, or you will feel their energies and support at different times when you need them. And so for me, this was a very protective energy. And I had a circumstance with someone in my family who has really struggled with mental illness and would have these massive explosions randomly on different family members throughout the years. And it happened to, I guess, be my turn that day. Yippee. But it would happen to be Christmas as well, which was really hard. But she exploded when I asked her a very simple question. Something that you would not think would make someone angry at all. Just a very neutral, just matter of fact question. And in the past, before my awareness with my animal totems, this would have really intimidated me. I would have really shrunk and I wouldn't have known what to do with that kind of energy. I was a peacemaker. I don't like confrontation even to this day. Mm-hmm. And so it really would have been a difficult, really difficult situation. Well, she was confronting me and getting in my face like she wanted to fight, you know, in my face, got really, really close. And she was about 4 to 5 inches. She's 45 inches taller than me. And all of a sudden, and this was not something that I even invoked. I didn't ask for this. This is what really amazed me more than anything. It just happened. But I felt the bear. Like all of a sudden, it was almost like it was standing on my right. And then all of a sudden, it just merged with my body. And when the energy of my bear merged with me, it was like I physically became taller. And all of a sudden, I was looking down at her as she was yelling at me. And I was like, this is not possible. It was like in the moment, this other part of me saying, how is it possible that I am looking down on her when she's taller than me? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I had this awareness, I felt this confidence and this peace and this strength and this protection. It was like whatever, I just saw her as small, like this little girl that was upset. It was like completely innocent and untouchable. Yeah. In my place of power in that moment, I was untouchable. And when that energy merged with me, she backed up and she just walked away from me. And I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything except just stand there in this peace and this power. And she ended up leaving and eventually came around to try to resolve and make peace and things like that. But it was really interesting because it wasn't something that I necessarily, like I wasn't praying in that moment. I just, cause it happened so fast, right? I didn't have time to even really think about, I didn't know that that was going to happen. It never crossed my mind. Like it just happened so fast. But because I had already established this relationship with my animal totem merged with me to give me power and strength and fearlessness in that moment that I needed it. Wow. And it was amazing. It was amazing. But it's an experience I will never forget, needless to say. Mm-hmm. It was so powerful. And another one that I've had with a raven is I was hiking up in the mountains, and when I was hiking and I got lost on the way back. I didn't know which way to go. I came to a pass. I'm like, oh gosh, was I supposed to go to the right or was I supposed to go to the left? Well, during my hike, I noticed that this raven was following me, that it was flying from branch to branch as I'm going along. And when I turned around, it came with me.
Wow.
And then, but I noticed that I went to the right, but the raven went down the path, the other path, a couple branches down. And I knew in that moment that raven was guiding me back out of the trail. So, and that was not in my journey. That was in the natural. This is in my life and how this all loops, how this all comes together, where you start to recognize one of the gifts of the raven is direction. It helps establish direction for our lives, helps us show us the way. And so I knew that. I knew that when I was looking at the raven, what that symbolized for me. So when I needed it, guess what it did? It showed me the way. Mm-hmm. Actually physically showed me the way. So wow. Not only symbolically can they mean certain things, but they can come to help you in real life. And so once you understand their language and the meaning, you can apply that to your everyday life. It's not just a philosophy or a spiritual practice.
Well, and I think that's beautiful and physically like helping you and guiding you is so powerful. And it just makes me think of, as a child, I loved my cat, Jamie. Jamie was my best friend. You know, we did everything together. He was always with me. We'd go play in the backyard. And then he ran out of the house and got hit by a car 4 days before Christmas when I was in sixth grade. So that was a very, very, very traumatic time for me. And at that point, I decided I can never love another animal again because they're just going to hurt me. They're going to die. And so at that point, I shut off animals. So the fact in which I actually made myself allergic to animals. I'd be around cats or dogs and it'd make my eyes itch and I'd get an allergic reaction to them because I literally was like, I can never love an animal again because they'll just hurt me. They'll always just die and I'll be in so much pain. And then when I got married, my husband was like, I really want a dog. Having dogs is a big part of my life. I've always had a dog. So finally I came around to it and we got Murphy and he just changed my life. 3 weeks later, I'm like, Murphy needs a friend. So we need to get my dog a dog. Right. And both of those dogs have been such an amazing support and they just bring such a love and a compassion. Like Ozzy is so comforting and so cuddly and he's always there to be with me. And like Murphy's so protective, which is so funny when I have sessions, Murphy always comes in the room with me. Even if it's like in person, he has this corner in the room where he'll sit and he'll lay down. And then about an hour and a half in, you can tell he's like, okay, it's time to wrap this up. So we'll come and like sit by my chair and is like kind of closing up the session. It's so funny how he does that, but he's always there. Every time I take a bath, he is outside my door. He's always protecting me. He won't go to bed until I'm in bed. And it's just funny because had I not had my dogs, I think that I would have had a hard time connecting to animal totems because I was so closed off because of my childhood wounding. And so I think maybe if you're not drawn to animal allies or it's like maybe a foreign concept or something like that, maybe it's a good thing to look in and see, is there something that's filtering my view of this connection? And not make it bad or wrong, but just notice that. And then I think I would just strongly encourage whoever's listening to take the time to really do the meditation, the journey work that Candace has put together. You know, we're going to link it after this, but also in our YouTube channel, if you're driving when you're listening to this, it's really good to obviously be in a safe space or even just notice the animals around you because it's who we are. We're connected to spirit. And honestly, these animals are just an extension of us. They're just an extension reflecting what it is that we might not see or what it is that we have in ourselves that is being called from within to bring it outside of us.
Absolutely. Gosh, there was a couple of things that reminded me of experiences that we've had with animals too, that have brought about such tremendous healing for our lives. And cats are known to be veil walkers. They are animals that can walk between the realms very effortlessly. And we had a cat when I was first doing energy sessions out of our home. His name was Simba. And he would do very similar things that your dog did, but that Murphy did, where at the end of the session, he would know when the energy was starting to close, and then he would hop up on the table and lay down on their stomach or at their feet, not their stomach, their feet, and help them ground, which I just thought was so amazing. Without me asking, he just knew. And another cool thing, our horses, of course, we love our horses. I'm so excited because I got a new cup. That is a mug with a horse, and I can see it, but I'm so in love with it right now, drinking my chamomile out of it. But one of the beautiful, there's a couple of lessons that horses bring to us in our dreams or during our journeys and in real life. First of all, horses represent movement. They represent freedom, and they also symbolize our emotions. And so when you see animals in everyday life, when you interact with animals or interact with horses, the first thing they will teach you is to be aware of your emotions and the energy that you are bringing into its space, because it will always mirror what you're feeling. back to you. A horse will always mirror that back to you. So it makes you so self-aware, and you think about what creates ultimate liberation and freedom.
Is your emotions.
Is your, you know, coming into right relationship with life, with your emotions, who you are, yeah. Understanding the truth of life.
Yeah.
That is what creates that freedom and liberation in your life in general. So horses have been powerful teachers for me and my husband and my kids. We can't underestimate that. And so if they're showing up in your journey to the sacred meadow, or if they are showing up in your dreams, because they'll show up in your dreams, or if they're showing up in your outside reality, it gives you an opportunity to really check in with yourself. Like, where am I? Are my emotions or my mind ruling my life? Are they taking me away? Is there a way that I can come to peace and stillness within myself? And what tools can I use to help me come into that place of peacefulness and stillness within myself? I mean, what a powerful lesson. I mean, and this is something that God created for us. That's what's so beautiful, is that it's, you know, this is all being given to us on this yeah. journey to help us. And we are so blessed that all of this information is being brought to the forefront to assist us at this time. Mm-hmm. And shamans have been using this, and healers have been using this for hundreds of years. But again, it's time to bring those ancient wisdoms and really integrate it right now.
Yeah, I was going to mention even just briefly about in shamanism, when we do journey work or we do different kinds of ceremonies, discovering the directions, right? We talked about sacred direction, mm-hmm. creating sacred space, the north, south, east, west, the four dimensions of who we are, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. It's all connected. And throughout different places in the world, they have different totems that are there to help you explore those aspects of yourself. So yes. We go to the east and we do a journey where we take a ride on a bird, an eagle. It was an eagle for me, and it was very much so to see things from a higher perspective. But we use these animal totems to also help us integrate what we're learning. And it's so beautiful because yeah. we have the physical, right? We have water, earth, fire, air, right? And then we have different animals that are connected, and the directions, and it's just so beautiful how it's literally all connected within one. And it's pretty common that it's used in every culture, just in different ways.
Well, but even in the Christian faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in the Christian faith, you think about the strong symbolism between the dove, the lion, and the sheep.
Yeah.
And the way that these have been used, these animal symbols for our lives, and what they symbolize for us in the Christian faith as well. You know, I remember receiving Reiki. And I've seen doves off and on throughout my life, but I'll never forget a particular session I had with my dear friend, Laura. And I was receiving Reiki, and I just saw above me this huge portal of doves, and they were just flying down this portal and then just surrounding me with this energy. And of course, doves, or the white dove, symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It symbolizes Sophia, the divine mother expression of the divine. And it brings about peace and relaxation and nurturing energy into our lives. And at that time, that is what I had been hoping for. And I received it from this beautiful totem that just came down and surrounded me. And I felt that energy as it brought that message and that energy to my life. So there's just endless ways and the way they can and help us. And just like you were talking about the directions, there's an animal totem, or if they're considered guardians of the directions. But they have particular lessons and jobs, you know, that they hold for us. And gosh, it's just amazing, because it's like, once you really integrate the wisdom of all of these teachings, it just changes the way you see those animals, the way you see your life, doesn't it, Jen? It just completely changes it and transforms it.
Absolutely.
So I hope that that's what it does for our listeners. And I hope that this was informative for them to be able to explore what animal totems are. We're not telling you to go worship a deity or to take away from your faith. All we're saying is that the divine talks to us in endless different ways. And this is a powerful, powerful way that the divine talks to us every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, we hope that you enjoy this journey. So if you have not, I would suggest to take time to slow down, stop for a minute, close your eyes, breathe, and enjoy this journey that Candace put forth for us. It's so beautiful. And we would love to hear your feedback on what it was that you experienced during this journey work.
Blessings on your journey.
Welcome to the Sacred Meadow Journey. Before starting this journey, I highly recommend that you do the Tube of Light meditation or the mindfulness practice on our YouTube channel. This will help prepare you energetically for this powerful journey. And now we'll begin with the three breaths. Take a deep breath in your nose. And exhale out of your mouth. Take a deep breath in. And exhale out of your mouth. Breathe in. Exhale. And now I want you to go to regular, relaxed breathing. And bring your attention to all the different things that you hear in your environment. Notice that there are layers upon layers of sound. First, you'll hear the things in your immediate surroundings. And then you'll start to notice the sounds off in the distance. And if you listen closely enough, you'll hear an inner hum sound within your body. Notice what you taste. You may notice something you had to eat or drink, maybe nothing in particular. Notice how your jaw begins to ache a little bit, your mouth waters. Give all your attention to taste. What do you smell? There are layers to the smells. Clean up. Layers. With your eyes closed, you may notice that you still see colors were patches of light and darkness. Some days you may see more purple, other days you may see more yellow or orange. Whatever colors you see and whatever you don't see is perfect, just as it is. Recognize now the different sensations you feel in your body. If there's any tightness anywhere, just relax. Breathe into those areas. Allow yourself to fully sink into your chair, into the ground. Feel the earth beneath you. If there's pain that you feel in your body, do not resist this pain. Just love unconditionally your body and whatever experiences it brings. As you relax, you may notice there's an interesting rotation happening inside of your body. This energy current moving around and around. I want you to go with that, even allowing your body to rock. Go around in a circle if it wants to. This is the life force energy in your body, the life current moving in a circular manner. The energy centers of your body. Now set intention for this energy to move up the spine and out through the crown of your head. Now you're floating above your body. You may notice as you look around this energetic body of yours, it looks like stardust. Mixed with kind of a milky, smoky light. Now rise up to the ceiling. Go through the ceiling. Above your home. Look around the area. Take in the natural surroundings and keep rising up higher and higher, going up through the atmosphere, up higher, hovering above this beautiful planet of ours. Listen, and you'll notice that the planet makes a hum sound. Also notice that you're not alone, and that my energy is with you. And now I merge with your energy and I now pull you really, really fast. through the galaxy, passing the planets, moving through the universe faster and faster to the multiverse. And now a web of light appears, and we start riding one of the strings on this web of light, pulling us around almost like a roller coaster, like we're riding or surfing one of these strands of light on the web of creation. Flipping and turning up and down, moving really fast. And a light, a bright light appears up ahead, and we move through that white light. And now descend down into a beautiful meadow. And our energies separate, and our bodies begin to take form from our feet, our legs and hips, and chest and shoulders and head. And you look over to the right, and I'm smiling at you. Welcome. Welcome to the sacred meadow. As you look around the sacred meadow, there is a dirt path. We're standing on that dirt path barefoot, and you can feel the soft dirt underneath your feet. And the dirt path goes across this huge meadow into the woods up ahead. And this meadow is surrounded by a forest. And the grass in the meadow is tall, filled with wildflowers and tall grass. And over to the left, in the middle of the meadow, is a beautiful, majestic tree. And as we stand here, you can feel the sun's rays on you. It's warm. You can feel a gentle breeze moving through your hair. You can smell the freshness from the air, the flowers, the trees. And now you notice, as you look up ahead, that animals are coming to you. What kinds of animals are approaching you? These are your animal allies. They are your teachers, your healers, your protectors. Notice more and more creatures are coming to you. Some four-legged, some flying through the air. Take note of the different animals. And now we start walking down this path, you and I. And we take a left, and we move towards this magnificent, majestic tree. This is your tree of life and represents your energies. Recognize what kind of tree this is. And come up to it and touch the trunk of the tree. Feel the bark underneath your hands. Feel into the energy of the tree. As you lean against the tree, notice that all the animals are coming up to you, surrounding you, lying next to you, wanting you to pet them and connect with them. Connect in with your animals and ask them if there are any messages that they would like to share with you. also really take the time to ask your tree if there are any messages your tree would like to share with you today. Now take a moment and give thanks. Thank your animal allies for all the ways that they support you and love you and heal you on this human adventure. Let them know that you'll be back to visit them again really soon. And as you stand up, you turn around and you give thanks to your tree. Thanking your tree for all of its wisdom, its love, its healing, messages and energy that it provides to you every day, even though you are unaware. And now you start walking back towards the trail. Notice I'm walking with you. Looking up in the sky, looking at the beautiful birds circling above us. Where we started, that your body is in meditation and journey. In the room where you started. And I want you to walk up to your body and give your body a blessing. Thank this beautiful body that you inhabit. This temple body that is perfect for you in this life in every way. Thank you for all the different ways that it serves you. This amazing human adventure that you're on. Apologize to the body in the ways that you shamed it. The ways that you felt not enough, or the ways that it disappointed you in some way. Make a promise from this day forward that you will treat your body temple with reverence and respect, and feel grateful. This amazing life that you live. And now gently slide back into your body. Take 3 deep breaths. Now wiggle your fingers and your toes and gently open your eyes. You can roll your head around your neck, just fully back into your body, in the here and the now. And now I would love for you to take a few minutes to write down all of the details that you experienced on the sacred journey to the meadow. Write down the different animals that you saw, the different creatures, the winged ones that you saw. Recognize your tree, write that down, write down what you saw, what kind of tree you saw. You can look up the meanings of these animal allies online, and you can also look up the meaning of your tree online, and this will give you insight into its healing gifts for your life, the ways that it strengthens you, heals you. It may bring wisdom teachings to you. But most of all, your animal allies and your tree of life just want you to know that it's there. That it's there supporting you on the other side of the veil. And you are so lucky and so blessed to be so supported and loved. I hope you enjoyed this journey today. Many blessings.
For watching Modern Sages, don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
We are so grateful for your support. If you want to follow us, we have an Instagram account as well as on Facebook. We have our podcast, which is the Modern Sages Podcast as well.
And we are so excited to launch our Gifts of Spirit classes in our Modern Sages Mystery School.
Absolutely. Oh, we're so excited. So we're going to link the information below in the show notes for more information about our Mystery School.